Okay, good evening everyone, and good night. So first of all, just so many different thank yous, Baruch Hashem, for this beautiful Simchas Beis HaShoeva. I think it's our first year not in the Sukkah. We've had to deal many years with inclement weather, but I think this is the first year out of the Sukkah. A special thank you to our executive director, to Julia Shainman, to Jonathan Kaplan, to Uncle Mike, to our custodian Alex. A special thank you to the Chevra here for singing and playing such beautiful music. To Rabbi Eli, to Rabbi Yitzi, to Ira, to Maishi, to Zevi, to Dovi, I think, whoever else. Ira. I said, I think, that's Ira? So you know that tonight, this, first of all, I have to give a very special thank you to my friend and also my neighbor, Rabbi Yitzchak Malamed, who came over to me on over Yom Tov and told me that second day Chol HaMoed, Chai Tishrei, is the yahrzeit of Rabbi Nachman. So officially we started tonight at 7:30, which was before Shkia, or really after Shkia, but before Tzeis. So it was still the yahrzeit. So, you know, we're still going into the yahrzeit. Still incredible tzoros from Rabbi Nachman. And I thought to myself, we've had this Simchas Beis HaShoeva Baruch Hashem for so many years. And often we do it on this same night, the second night or the third night of Chol HaMoed. I thought to myself, you know, Rabbi Yitzchak, where have you been all my life? I never knew that it was the yahrzeit of the Rebbe. I feel like a Talmud, I feel like a chassid of Rabbi Nachman. And here all of these years, I never knew that it was his yahrzeit on the second night of Tishrei. Rabbi Arye was showing me that he was by the kever on Chol HaMoed, by the yahrzeit. So, katonti, I feel so little that here I gained so much from the Rebbe, and yet I never did something for his neshama on his yahrzeit. So the Ribono Shel Olam allows us to have the opportunity to come together on Sukkot, to come together on the yahrzeit. And I'm going to share with you a little bit of Rabbi Nachman's Torah on the Yom Tov of Sukkot. You know, the Rebbe, when one learns Likutei Moharan, so the statement that Rabbi Nachman is known for most, I think, is mitzvah gedola lihios b'simcha tamid. It's a great mitzvah to always be b'simcha. But you know, my friends, Rabbi Nachman was born in 1772, passes away in 1810, at the age of 39 years old, lost a child, dealt with some very dark periods in life. And yet he teaches us mitzvah gedola lihios b'simcha tamid. But the Rebbe's simcha was not just a regular simcha. It wasn't necessarily just a smile on your face or a chuckle or a spring in your step. The simcha of the Rebbe was so much deeper. The simcha of the Rebbe was a heilig simcha, was a holy simcha. It's the kind of simcha that doesn't come from having fun. Not that there's anything wrong with having fun. It's not the kind of simcha, it's not the kind of joy that comes about from hanging around with people who you love. But the Rebbe's simcha was the strongest kind of simcha. It's the simcha, it's the joy, it's the happiness that comes from knowing that you're living your life the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted you to live it. That you're maximizing your potential. That you're not squandering the gift of a day. And that every priceless moment of life that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you, you're doing something meaningful with it. That's the mitzvah gedola lihios b'simcha tamid. Because you see, my friends, you can't always have a smile on your face. Because life isn't always happy. And you can't always be in a good mood. Because sometimes there's significant adversity. But no matter what you're going through in life, you could always have the Rebbe's simcha. Because you could always know that you're living a meaningful existence. You could always know that Ribono Shel Olam, as long as you put the breath in my mouth, and as long as you allow my heart to beat, promise you that I'm going to do something magnificent in this world. As Rabbi Yitzchak of Berdichev says on the Pasuk, Kol HaNeshama Tehalel Ka Halelu Ka. Kol HaNeshama, every soul. And the Zohar HaKadosh writes, Bechol Neshima U'Neshima, every breath, you have to praise HaKadosh Baruch. And writes to Rabbi Yitzchak, that every single time a person exhales, the soul yearns to leap out of their body. And the neshama doesn't want to be here. You know, when you're away from someone who you love very much, all you want is to go home. All you want is to return back to the place where you belong. So the neshama says, I'm not of this world. The neshama says, I'm a spark of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shama says, I was chiseled out from underneath the throne of God. I don't belong here. So every single time a person exhales, then the Shama says, oh, there's my chance. Let me get out of here. Let me ascend back on high. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu does an incredible miracle. And every single time we exhale, He commands the Neshama, stay put. Don't go anywhere. Kol HaNeshama Tehalel Ka B'chol Neshima U'Neshima. Every single time you breathe, every single time you exhale, the Jew says, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for forcing my neshama to stay in this world, to stay in my guf just a little bit longer. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu orders the neshama to stay in this world, it's only because there's something great to accomplish. Rabbi Nachman teaches in so many different places, really quoting from the Maggid of Mezrich, that the greatest mistake that the Jew makes is that we forget that we're royalty. We think that we're ordinary. We think that we're regular. We think that we're just run-of-the-mill. But we're not. Each of us are extraordinary in our own way. And each of us could change the world in our own way. And each of us could bring so much light in our own way. And the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forces my neshama to stay in my guf is His way of telling me, you have more to accomplish, you have more to do. So be besimcha. Not because life is always joyful, and not because life is always easy, but because you have purpose, because your life has meaning, because I need you here to accomplish something great. This is Rabbi Nachman. When you learn the Torah of an Adam Gadol, a great person, you become that person's Talmud. There's more than 200 years separating us from our Rebbe, but he's still our Rebbe. Because if you grow from His Torah, if your neshama is illuminated through His uplifting words, then He's your Rebbe, the same way that anyone who you actively learned from, the same way from someone who you interacted with. So we come around the yahrzeit of our Rebbe to first of all say thank you. The Rebbe suffered so much throughout life, so much in this world. You know, I often think that imagine if Rabbi Nachman lived the way that so many of us live. We're amongst friends so we could speak openly and honestly. We often don't maximize our time or maximize our days because we assume there'll be a tomorrow. I'm young. I'll get serious. I'll buckle down. I'll do the things I have to do at a later time. And I often think, imagine if Rabbi Nachman would have lived life like that. The Rebbe left this world at the age of 39. 39. I'm older than 39. And I haven't accomplished a 20th of the things I thought I would accomplish at this age in life. It's not anyone's fault, it's my fault. I didn't try hard enough. I didn't work hard enough. Imagine if Rabbi Nachman would have kicked the can down the road the way that we do too often. world would have been deprived of so much light, so much Torah, of so much Ruchnius. And it's the same thing with us. If we kick the can down the road, we don't accomplish the things we have to accomplish and we can accomplish, then we also deprive the world of our light. Just because you're not a Rebbe, or just because you don't have throngs of Talmidim, or just because you're not a prolific writer of Svarim, doesn't mean that you don't bring a light to the world. We each bring a light. Each and every one of us, every single man, woman, and child, brings a light. We just have to let it shine through. Through accomplishment, through avoda, through tefillah. This was the life of Rabbi Nachman, and this is the kind of life we have to emulate. And because it's the Yom Tov of Sukkos, I just want to share with you one idea from the Rabbi about Sukkos. And it's also auspicious. Tonight is the fifth night of Sukkos. It's the Ushpizin of Aaron HaKohen. I know most of us probably have lost count of the Ushpizin because we've been in the Sukkah for like 7 minutes in the course of Yom Tov. And I had to double check it, actually triple check it myself today. But it's the fifth night of Sukkos. It's the Ushpizin of Aaron HaKohen. So my dear friends, let's go together to the Kodesh HaKadosh and to the Sukkah of Rabbi Nachman. I learned the Rebbe's Torah about Aaron HaKohen on the night of Ushpizna. The Rebbe's Yard tonight, Ushpizna of Aaron HaKohen, the Kohen Gadol of Klal Yisrael, the Kohen Gadol of Chasidus, both of them have their night tonight. So the Rebbe quotes the Gemara that says, we sit in the sukkah. Pasuk says, "Kiva sukkos hoshavti espini Yisrael." Klal Yisrael dwelled in the sukkahs when we left Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara records the machlokas. Sukkos mamish anani hakavod. What are we celebrating? Are we recreating the huts that our ancestors lived in, or are we recreating the clouds of glory that HaKadosh Baruch Hu surrounded us with over the course of 40 years? And so Rabbi Nachman says, let's focus for a moment on the Anoni HaKavod. We sit in our sukkahs to recreate the feeling of being surrounded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu's clouds, by the Shechina b'chvodo b'atzmo. Says the Gemara, Klal Yisrael had three great leaders: Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. In the schus of Moshe, Klal Yisrael was given the man, the daily bread. In the schus of Miriam, they were given the be'er, the well. And in the schus of Aaron, they were given the Anani HaKavod, the clouds of glory. And asks Rabbi Nachman in the Kutei Halachos, why is it that it was Aaron's merit that brought the Anani HaKavod? Why was it Aaron? I understand Moshe brought the water. Moshe brought down the Torah. Torah is like water, life-sustaining. The man. Moshe Rabbeinu brought down the Torah, life-sustaining, like the man. Miriam. One of the first times we're introduced to Miriam is when she's waiting by the basket, by Moshe Rabbeinu's basket, as he's floating on the Nile. What did the Anoni HaKavod have to do with Aaron? Rabbi Nachman says so beautifully that Aaron HaKohen, he was a Oev Shalom V'Rodev Shalom. He loved peace. He pursued peace. You know, people often ask, Aaron, what do you do all day? What do you do all day? What are you busy with? So my friends know what Aaron was busy with? This one got upset with
to another person, Amnon said words of shalom to try to bridge them together. This one was down on his luck and felt bad about himself. Aaron gave him a compliment and lifted him up. These two weren't getting along. Aaron made them, instead of speaking about their differences, highlight the beautiful traits that each other had. Says Rabbi Nachman, you go ahead and you say a word, you exhale, there's breath, there's air that comes out. Says the Rebbe, the Anani HaKavod of Klal Yisrael was comprised of all of the words of chesed, all of the words of gratitude, all of the words of compliments that were all engendered by Aaron HaKohen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give Klal Yisrael the Anani HaKavod. Aaron created the Anani HaKavod through the positive words, the compliments, the encouragement, the expressions of love that Klal Yisrael gave to another. We often think that words are empty and words don't mean anything. But the Rebbe said the breath generated by all of those words is what came together and created the Anani HaKavod. And the Rebbe says this is the Yontov of Sukkos. The Gemara Maseches Sukkah, I'm not going to get into the whole drasha now, but the Gemara says, quotes the pasuk in Vayikra, Kala Ezrach B'Yisrael Yeshu B'Sukkos Melamed Shekol Yisrael Re'uyim Leishev B'Sukkah Achas. If we wanted to, all of Klal Yisrael could fit in one sukkah. Come on. It's got to be the Hasidish sukkah, the Litvish sukkah, the modern Orthodox sukkah, the religious Zionist sukkah, the Chardal sukkah, the Neo-Hasidic sukkah. Everybody's got to have their own sukkah. After all, again, isn't that the way it works? We can only be comfortable with people who are like us, exactly like us, mirror us. That's not Klal Yisrael. See, Aaron HaKohen understood something which is so simple yet so elusive. We're one people with one heart, with one Torah, with one Ribono Shel Olam, with one destiny. And we only create the Anani HaKavod when we speak to each other with love, when we speak to each other with compliments, when we lift one another up, and not chas v'shalom, knock each other down. This, my friends, is the Yontov of Sukkos. This is Rabbi Nachman. This was Aaron HaKohen. And so tonight we don't sit in the sukkah. But here's the good news. Even if you can't sit in the sukkah, you can still create the Anani HaKavod. You could create the clouds. Because the next time you're tempted to get angry with someone, you say a sharp word. You say, you know what? I'm a grandson of Aaron HaKohen. And I'm a chassid of Rabbi Nachman. And the next time you feel compelled to draw a line with someone because they're not like you, or they don't believe like you, or they don't associate with your outlooks or views, remind yourself of Maseches Sukkah. Call Yisrael Re'uyin Leishev B'Sukkah Achas. People speak about the big tent. There's no big tent. It's a big sukkah. And the sukkah is as big as you want to make it. Because the more words of positive positivity, and the more words of Kiddush and the more words of holiness we utter, the more expansive and inclusive the Anoni HaKavod, the Sukkah, becomes. And so in the Zantav of Sukkot, in the Ziyarta of Rabbi Nachman of his own, is the Shpizin of Aaron HaKavod, we have to make a Kabbalah. We like to speak about Achdus. You have to live Achdus. Don't talk about it. Just live it. And so if there's someone here that you don't know, instead of avoiding eye contact, go over, say Shalom Aleichem. Pass another Jew on the street, you pass a Jew at some market, you pass a Jew wherever. Shalom Aleichem. I always say the worst case scenario if you introduce yourself to someone is they tell you, Shmendrick, I've been sitting next to you in shul for 20 years. And then you could just say, I don't talk during davening. So I wouldn't know, I'm sorry, my head isn't listening. Sukkot is the Yom Tov of Mashiach. Sukkot is the Yom Tov of Geula. Sukkot is Zman Simchas Seinu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not waiting to bring Mashiach until we finish Shas. And He's not waiting to bring Mashiach until we do every single mitzvah. He's waiting to bring Mashiach until we really, genuinely love each other. Let's create Anani HaKavod. Let's create the Sukkah, not just now, not just over these days, but in a week from now, in a month from now, in 6 months from now, when it's cold outside, when it's hot outside. Let's create the Anani HaKavod of our words of love, of our words of acceptance, our words of Achdus, and our words of unity. And that's us. Maybe Bezochem Yeretz Hashem to the great day. When Mashiach Tzidkenu comes, and all Bezochem Yeretz Hashem to sit in the Sukkah of Ulo Shalev Yasam. The great day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring His beautiful Beis HaMikdash. And the great day when we'll be able to be Ulo Regel and see Aaron HaKohen doing the Avoda on the Beis HaMikdash. You'll be able to learn Rabbi Nachman's Torah from the Tzaddik himself. And we'll be reunited with our loved ones. And the generations will come together. Our heart will be home. Our soul will be home. Klal Yisrael will be home. Zochem Yeretz Hashem to spend all eternity encased, enshrouded, and enveloped in the beautiful Anoni HaKavod.
Amen. Amen.
No!